and D. Is that D? For his presence. And then God gives you strength and security. Verses 32 to 34. Is that correct? You got that? Strength and security. Are we on the same page? All right. Let's read that then. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon high places. So what is David saying? Think of David. He's a mighty warrior. And he, as a young man, think about how he decapitated Goliath, a blasphemous giant who defied Israel's God. And then over the years, as a mighty warrior, he honed his skills. And also, you know, he used a lot of those skills while he tended his father's sheep. Lions and bears were no match for even this young man as a warrior. But he realized one thing, and I think all of us need to realize this, that only victory would only come through the abilities that God gives us. Amen. It wasn't that David alone had the strength. It wasn't that David alone had all these abilities. They were God-given abilities. And the blessing is, who was he giving credit to? It says, it is God that girdeth me with strength. Amen. Do we give God the glory? Do we give God the credit due to his name? David did. And so even when he won a battle, he gave glory to God. He gave the credit to God. And so because of that, God girded him with strength. God protected him and protected him in the way. He maketh my way perfect, it says in verse 32. And also, think of his feet. His feet were like hinds' feet. They were swift. They were sure, like a deer that climbed the rocky crags in the wilderness mountains of Judah. So that's, God did that for him. And then in verse 34, he teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arm. So God trained him. God gave him the skill in his hands to wield the weapons of war. This is what we're learning. God, we praise him because of his sufficiency. God gives us the strength. God does the same thing for us today, not only in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm. We're the ones, we have a lot of enemies that we're fighting. We're in a spiritual warfare, and it's God who gives us the ability to wield our weapons. Amen. This is what's this called? The sword of the Spirit. The shield of faith. Amen. And then the next point is God gives you his protective shield of salvation. Protective shield of salvation. Verse 35 to 42. He calls it very clearly. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Amen. Now, the longer we walk with the Lord and the things that God does for us in our daily lives, and also spiritual victories, should give us confidence, amen, to face enemies, to give us courage to face others in the battle. And that's what David's talking about. God had equipped him for all battles. Think about, I never really counted how many battles David was in, but I'm interested now, just that thought, to go back and see what God's word tells us, the history of David and everything that he did. At least what's revealed in God's word. We know he was constantly in battles. And so that gave him the courage to face the future, amen, whatever was coming. And God does the same for us. And I know we have to approach everything by faith. Obviously, you know, you could be looking at the future, looking down the road at the unknown, and we know that, but we approach it by faith. Just like what I said tonight, the Lord's coming back. You are looking at the events of this world. I mean, I think it's a very dangerous thing for us as a country to turn our backs on Israel, but that's what's happening. Because when our leadership turns their back on Israel, they are leading our country that way, and God is taking notice. And how many years and how many times and how many, I can't count on how many times I said publicly and from the pulpit that God has mercy on us because we are a friend of Israel. Well, now, if we're not a friend of Israel, what's going to happen? Still, even understanding, we ought to have faith that God is going to give us the victory, even in spite of that, amen, if we're saved and we're part of the family of God. Because we are bought for, we're paid for, we are delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what this shield of salvation is. If we have salvation, we have God's protection in life and eternity, amen. He's the shield of our salvation. When Satan attacks us, if he's the shield, brethren, then all the blows of Satan are absorbed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it gives us the promise that if we are in the hands of Christ, we will never perish. We can never be destroyed in the hands of the Lord. In fact, death doesn't even have power over you because he destroyed death. So we are preserved by God's great salvation. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Amen. And think about that. We have a shield, but we're supported by God's. When you think of the right hand of God, that's speaking of his strength. Amen. And who's at the right hand of God? Jesus. Amen. And he's our high priest. So the Lord Jesus Christ is there at the right hand of God. And he is our support. He's our strength. He's the one who withstood Satan in the wilderness. Amen. He's the one who crushed him at Calvary. He's the one who conquered death, hell, and the grave. All the verses are listed there. We've been preaching on that on Sundays. We'll not go back over it, although we are going to be preaching on the resurrection the next couple weeks. I'm looking forward to this. But look at Jude. Hold your finger here. There's a little verse back here in Jude, right before the book of Revelation. It's one chapter. In Jude, chapter 1, verse 24, it says, "Now unto him," that's Jesus, amen, "that is able to keep you from falling," amen, "and to present you," what? "Faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." And look what it says, "to the only wise God, our Savior." God and Savior is one. Jesus, amen. He is God and Savior. So isn't that a wonderful blessing? Not only he keeps us from falling, and then he's preserving us. And 2 Timothy 4:18, what does it say? Another New Testament. Everything that we have in Psalm 18, we can support by a New Testament verse. You can go back and forth about salvation, about the shield. But these are very important to understand as it applies to us today. 2 Timothy 4:18. "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Paul is saying that. Isn't that what David is saying? Amen. In essence, it's the same thing. And this is the promise that David had. This is the promise that we have today. The same promise that God will deliver us. Amen. I think that's what he says down here. The whole chapter is talking about deliverance. Amen. So we have so many blessings here. And in fact, I know we don't want to take this verse very lightly, Philippians 4:13, because it is the truth. It is the truth about our spiritual lives. And we ought to really claim this promise and understand it. But in the context of what we are saying and why we can claim this verse, it says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Brethren, this is the truth. If the Lord Jesus Christ is the shield of our salvation, amen. If God is holding us up, if God is keeping us from falling, if God is preserving us unto that heavenly kingdom, brethren, we can say with Paul that we can do all things through Christ, and he strengthens us. Amen. Just like he strengthened Paul. David, it said it very clearly. Where did he get his strength? Who was he trusting? And it says in verse 35, back in our text, that thy gentleness hath made me great. Brethren, we are made great through Jesus Christ. Amen. What we have on the cross, by his incarnation, by his life, by his death, by his resurrection, our worth and value is increased because we have everything in Christ, his gentleness, his meekness, his humility. And he did all that for us. That's what we're learning on Sunday. And so our path, just like David's, is sure and steady because he blazed the trail before us. He prepared the way. All we have to do now, what is Ephesians 2:10 saying? We have to walk in the works that were beforehand ordained of God. You got good works. God has a path for you. All you got to do is walk now down that path. He already prepared it. And that's what we have in Christ. Verse 36, thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. What are all the verses that we read over there in the New Testament about walking and having victory because of Christ? And then you are able to face all the enemies and defeat your enemies in the strength of the Lord and in the power of his might. That's what Ephesians 6 says, that we're to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. David experienced the same thing. Verses 37 to 42. I pursued mine enemies over and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. And he goes on. He tells how he defeated his enemies. Brethren, that's what we need to do today. And don't forget, whether you like it or not, you're in a battle. A lot of people don't like to even think that they're in a spiritual battle. But the world is your enemy. The flesh, you have an internal enemy, your flesh, and the devil. He's going to be fighting us until we die or go home to be with the Lord. Amen. Or he calls us out of here. What do you want to do? You're going to face them head on like David? You're going to have the courage? If you do and trust God, his shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, they're going to crumble as well. You have victory over your enemies because you are a child of God. Don't fear your enemies. Don't run from your enemies. David didn't run, did he? Thou hast given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them. Brethren, we have the Lord. They don't have the Lord. Amen? It says, even at that last moment, you've heard of a lot of people, Lord, Lord, you know, at the last moment. And I'd hate to have a testimony. I understand people can get saved at the last moment. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather have the testimony that people know I'm saved and I lived the life for years and years and years before I went out of here. Amen. That's the Bible way of salvation, amen? People should know where we stand. And at the last moment, these people cry unto the Lord. You know, they're getting defeated, their life, and God won't answer them. What it says, because they've been an enemy. They've been an enemy of God, an enemy of the Lord. And that's what I'm saying, you know, at the last moment, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. God knows the hearts, and I'm not saying you can't be saved on your deathbed. You can be saved. But I'd rather be saved and live the life and be a testimony for Christ. Amen. Let's go to the last point here. Time is up, so I guess we're not going to get out of Psalm 18. Oh my. The last point is this: God exalts you. And that's a good way to end this night, verses 43 to 45. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The stranger shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. And so we could go back and read the life of David as recorded in 2 Samuel chapters 8 through 10. Think about all the nations he's conquered and think about all the people that submitted to him. They were gladly submit instead of lose their life right back then. They'd rather be servants and save their family, save their cities and serve David. And that's what happened. But God exalted him, and he knew that. He's giving all the glory to God. As you can tell, it says in verse, you can almost hear the Lord Jesus Christ saying that, amen. Thou hast made me the head of the heathen, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. And you think about Psalm 2, the kingdom of Christ. He's going to rule over all nations. In that day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. And we see that in Revelation 19 when he comes back in power and glory. He's going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will reign forever and ever, Revelation 11:15. And also, we will be exalted to reign with him, Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. So, brethren, in every battle we fight, every struggle and conflict we face, God can lead us to victory. Remember this, no enemy is greater than the Lord. Amen? There's no temptation. There's no trial, there's no disease, there's no human opponent, there's no attacker, there's no demonic spirit, there's no weakness, no affliction, no obstacle, not even death that can overcome us when we stand valiantly in the armor of God. That's Ephesians 6, that is. This does not mean that we are immune to bad things. Bad things happen to good people. Look at the life of Job. You know, we can suffer. Don't think that we're exempt from suffering, even though we can defeat every enemy. But it means this, that with the Lord's help, we will rise above every situation we face, no matter how difficult it is. With the Lord's help, we will rise. We will overcome through Jesus Christ. So God is the one that exalts us. God exalted David, and God will exalt us. Amen. Can you praise him for that tonight? Because that's the theme. Remember the theme that we started with. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Amen. And then it goes on to talk about this great victory we have in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, tonight, we are grateful for the victories that we have. Thank you for meeting our needs. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from sin, from the devil. Thank you for giving us salvation, the shield of salvation, the strength that you give us every day, the abilities to overcome. Father, we know everything comes from you. There's nothing in us. It all comes from your grace and your mercy. What you give us, Lord, in Christ. Thank you so much for blessing us and keeping us and even preserving us, Lord, unto that day. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let me step over here.
Josh. They took him home. You know how to end that? Well, I don't know. Well, it says end live, but then it says you can't. Oh, that's only in Facebook, though, right? Okay, well, good. It'll be all right. I think that's done. Once you end it there.
Facebook's the hardest one, so you just close out the browser.
I don't, yeah.
Stream. Great. That's it.
No, I don't think that's the goal here, brother. I mean, it may work, but. I didn't know they went. They went home.
Yeah, she's coming back to get you.
Oh. I know we only came in one vehicle. So.
Thanks. All right, we're gonna go to prayer. And let me update you on a few things. We're gonna pray for our church. And so I am in, we do have an offer on the property from a storage facility, but we'll have to pray about it because they started out low. Not higher than the last one. It's $2.1 million, but I told them to, I told Chandra to let them know that I'm not bringing it as a matter of business to the church until they come up to where we need it to be. Because with our current economy and buying property, building buildings, as you know, everything went up. So, Lord willing, we can get top or the best. We have it listed at 2.975. So I told her we would like to get 2.8. You know, I'm not meeting them. We're not going to meet them in the middle from 2.1. That's just not going to work if that's what they're thinking. So I let her know. But anyway, it's a matter of prayer. She felt that they were pretty serious. And exactly. But anyway, that's something to pray about. Amen. And then if you will, pray for me. I have a surgery scheduled for I have a cyst on my vocal cord. And I need to get that removed. So I'm praying about the timing of everything. It's scheduled for May, but then I just still am asking the Lord's guidance and wisdom for all that. I will have to be on rest and recuperation for at least a week without speaking, and then rehabilitation, but the Lord knows. So I'll just keep praying. If you pray along with me for God's wisdom and direction and have the right surgeon and peace about it to get it done. Don't forget to pray for Joshua, and he has a physical problem with his body now, and it's causing a lot of pain. So he's just pray for him, for God's wisdom and direction. He really doesn't know exactly what it is at this moment, but I think it happened last Wednesday as well. So let's just pray for God to give us wisdom and direction, and then if he can get in to see a doctor, obviously all that as well. All right, anyone else? Yes, sir.
Timothy still sick. Spending his whole vacation sick.
Anyone else? Any other prayer requests? That's, yes. So Brother Scott will be driving early in the morning, bright and early. So let's pray for his travel. You said you got to be there by 8:30? So pray for Adrian and the trip. Round trip, huh? All right. Any other prayer requests? I know you guys, how's your health? So pray for Faye. She has an appointment April 3rd for bronchial testing, and I think it's very thorough. So let's be praying for God to lead in all this and give wisdom and give her the strength to go through it. Anyone else? Yes. Is she your coworker or just a friend?
She's the mother of
one. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, okay. I invited her for a drive-by. Hopefully, she will become one of the knights of this faith.
Amen. Pray for Kate. She's on here for salvation. And hopefully, she can come to the revival meeting, which is, you may want to put that on the list down here because some of you. It's the 24th to the 28th of April. Pastor James McIntyre. So let's be praying for the revival. I didn't get it on here, but time's flying through. Any other requests? All right, we're going to go to prayer then and pray for these souls, pray for our outreach, pray for our men's charge. Things are coming together. One of the churches did back out, though. They, unfortunately, not, they're just another church up there in Temple, and that was the chef. So the chef backed out. So we will be preparing the food and taking it up there. And my wife will probably be talking to you ladies more about that on Saturday. And that is, I think we're going to have some egg casseroles to take up and for breakfast. And then Scott said he's going to do the pork butt and the pulled pork. We're going to take that and another meal, like we'll freeze that, take all that up. So we'll definitely, we'll eat well, amen. And I know that. I don't have any doubts of the food we'll be taking. So it'll be a good and it'll be sufficient. As I mentioned, we have our own Airbnb now, and the other church we'll be staying at the parsonage. That way everyone has sufficient room and sleeping quarters and bathrooms. And so it'll be a pleasant stay overnight. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray for these salvation needs and our visitors. By the way, boy, I took them off and now we need to put Robert and Cynthia back on. They came by yesterday, and I was out here doing something, and they came by, and I got to visit with them, and talk with them, and they're excited about coming back and visiting us. And so Robert and Cynthia, let's not forget them. Amen. All right, so we got Brother Gary. You do the first part of the list, which is salvation, visitors, and church. And then Brother, I'll do the health. Brother Rick, you close it out with our country, Israel, Ukraine, all these different wars, our churches, and our military. I think you know the request. You said it. You prayed hundreds of times. So I think you'll have it in your... I think you have it in your memory. Brother Gary, do you have the... Let's keep this loud enough. Though it's just a few of us, but we'll still keep it.
Who's second?
I'm going to go for health. You're first. Yeah, you can give it to him after you're done. I got my mic on, so thank you. Yeah, go ahead and pray. I'll check this out, but I think testing. Okay. It's the amp. Hopefully it hangs on. I don't
Father, we just thank you for this time to pray. We just gonna pray for these salvation needs, Lord. Pray for the West grandchildren. Haley, Sydney, Stephen. Lord, these need to be saved. We just pray Amen. That you would just use the word that they've heard or the witness, Lord, and God, just convict them of their sin, and Lord, that Amen. They would see their need to repent and believe on Christ as Savior. Pray for Kerrigan Smith, Lord, that you work yes. in her life. We know that the Matthews family has been faithful to witness to her. We just pray that you'd use your word to convict her of sin, Lord, and she'd come to know Christ as Savior also. Pray for Megan Lindsay, Lord. We know that she's not sure about things. We just pray you continue to deal with her heart. Pray that wherever she is, Lord, that she would be in church on Sunday. Pray you just give her some Christian friends to be a support to her and Amen. To be a witness. And God, yes. we're just praying, Lord, if she's not saved, Lord, you just show that to her clearly Amen. That she could be saved, Lord. Pray for Kelly, Lord. We pray that she would... be saved. We just pray that you'd send believers in her path, Lord, Amen. And be a witness to her. And God, we're just expecting great things there, Lord. We pray for Cola Hill, Lord. We just pray that he's well Amen. Over his health issue. We just pray yes. that you would continue to deal with his heart, Lord. And we just pray that he would see his need to be saved, Lord, and he would be saved. And we just pray that he'd continue to take care of Sister Irene and Isabella with their needs with insurance and payments, Lord. Pray for Johnny and Elizabeth, Lord. We just pray you just continue to work Amen. In their lives. We just pray that they would see the change in their family, their children, Lord, and you'd bring conviction upon their lives, and God, that they would repent and believe on you as Savior, Lord. Pray for Elizabeth. Pray for Kate and Grace, that you deal with their hearts, Lord. We know that Sister Irene has been witnessing to Kate. We just pray that she would to come honor her commitment, Lord, and come to the revival, Lord. We just pray that you just yes. speak to her heart. Break her, Lord, and we just pray that she would see Christ on the cross dying for Amen. Her sins, Lord. We pray you save her soul. Pray for Monica and Madeline. You'd also work on them. Lord, just pray. Use the witness there to speak to their hearts, Lord. We just pray for their salvation. God, we want to pray for all the visitors. Pray you watch over Miss Fanny, Lord. She's out, and bless her and her family, Lord, and just God, deal with their hearts. I pray that she has been missing missing church, Lord, and that she has a desire to come back and worship with us. So I just pray you make that happen. And God, just meet the spiritual needs of that whole family. Pray for Sherry up there in Illinois, Lord, that you just heal her from that infection that she has been battling. We just pray you help her to get her mother situated. And we look forward to seeing Sister Sherry Slocum come back, Lord.
Amen.
Be back in your house. And pray for Angel and Francisco that you'd help them continue to be faithful, Lord, on Sundays. And, Father, we just pray that you would continue to deal with Francisco's heart, Lord.
Amen.
It says, open to your word, Lord. Just pray that you would just meet their spiritual needs. And, Father, if they need to be saved, Lord, that you reveal that to them so they would be saved. And pray for Wendy and Peter, Lord. You'd just continue to work in their hearts and their lives, and just pray that you would just bring them back to your house, and God, they would get under the word, God, and convict them of their sin, Lord, they repent and believe on you as Savior. Pray for Brother Raul, Lord, you'd watch over him. I don't know what decisions he's made about where to live, where to work, God, but you just continue to deal with him about his spiritual needs, Lord, and that he would be in a good, sound, Bible-believing church.
Yes.
Pray for Erica, Pete, Evelyn, I believe these may be friends of Brother Josh. I just pray you'd speak to these hearts, Lord, and God, just deal with them. Pray you use the word that they heard to convict them of sin, Lord, and they would come to know Christ as Savior. Pray for Tom Angel, Lord, that you'd bless in his health and work in his life. We just pray, Lord, that he's in a good church. If not, Lord, you'd bring him back here, and he could worship with us, Lord. Pray for Arnell in the Philippines, Lord, deal with him, Lord, about his spiritual needs. We also know that he needs employment, Lord, to take care of his family there.
Yes.
God, just pray you'd work in his life, and Lord, that he would see you working in his life, and he would turn
to you.
Pray for Robert and Cynthia, Lord. We just thank you that they still have an openness about the church here, Lord. We just pray that you would give them wisdom, direction, Lord. Give them no peace until they find your will, Lord. And if it's here, we just pray that you would just bring them back here and add them here, Lord. We just pray that you'd meet their spiritual needs. Pray for spiritual growth of each of us, Lord. Just help us to be faithful each time the doors are open, Lord. This is our place. This is where we need to be. And just pray, help us to grow. Pray for the outreach efforts, Lord, that you can continue to give our pastor a wisdom and direction what areas to go to. And, Lord, that you'd have people that are hunger, maybe even praying for someone to come knock on their door and share Christ with them, Lord. We just pray we'd be faithful to do that, and you'd give the increase, Father. Pray for the Bible studies that are going on with anybody right now.
Amen.
That your word would be a blessing to these people. It touched their hearts, Lord, and God, that they see their need of a Savior, Father. And we pray for salvation of souls.
Amen.
We just pray we'd see people saved here this year, Lord, and baptized and added to the church.
Amen.
Pray for our pastor and his family. God, just your blessings meet their daily needs.
Amen.
We just pray you meet their physical needs. We know that they have health needs, Lord. We just pray for concern about Brother Josh's health, and just help him to get to see a doctor, and just, Lord, just be able to figure out what's going on and heal him. Just be with our pastors. He's got surgery coming up. Just give him wisdom and direction on which doctor he needs to use. And, Father, that you just give him peace about it. And, God, we're just praying for a successful surgery there, and keep Sister Kashner well, Lord, with her back and blood pressure. Pray for our church finances, Lord. We just want to thank you that you meet our needs. And, God, we just pray you help us just continue to do our part, Lord, just to be faithful to tithe and give offerings, Lord. And just we know that if we do this, you'll take care of all our needs.
Amen.
Pray for our church security, Lord. We just thank you that we've had no incidents. And,
Lord,
God, that you have placed a hedge of protection around us. We thank you for the faithfulness of the men who stand at watch and keep us safe, Father.
Amen.
Pray for our children, Lord. We just pray that they would just commit themselves to be here every Sunday, Lord.
Amen.
Just impress on their heart, Lord, importance to be in their Sunday school class and to be in church. And, God, just do a great work in their lives. Pray that you would just keep them from the snares that Satan has laid out there, Lord.
Yes.
We know what there are because we've lived that life, Lord. Just keep our teens safe. And, God, just pray all these children young people would be saved at an early age, Lord, and their lives would count for you.
Yes.
Pray for our Hope Ministry, Lord. We just pray that if there's anybody in the community that needs help, Lord, they would seek us out. And God, just use that in their lives. And we pray for the sale of our property. We thank you that there has been an offer made.
Yes.
We just pray, Lord, that if these people are serious, Lord, that they would come up with a better offer.
Amen.
And God, just give us what we need, Lord, because you know what it will cost us to buy property and building materials. So we just ask for your wisdom and knowledge there with this sale. Pray for the men's charge, Lord, that you would just be with that as the men meet in the temple.
Yes.
And God, that you'd speak to hearts, and God, just give them a good time of fellowship there.
Amen.
We pray also for the ladies' retreat, that you'd be with them as they go to Oklahoma.
Amen.
And Father, just everyone would travel in safety, Lord, and just
Amen. Everyone
a good time with the Lord. And just pray for our upcoming revival, Lord.
Amen.
Just pray. You'd already start preparing our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
And you'd speak to Brother McIntyre about the words that we need to hear, Lord. We know that just living in this world, we can get cold and just off track sometimes, Lord. And
yes.
Just pray that your word would convict us of sin. God, show us what we're doing wrong and help us to correct those things. And it all starts with just being faithful to your word.
Yes.
Help us to be in your word each day. Help us to communicate by prayer with you, Lord. And God, just look for opportunities to serve you, whatever you have for us. And Father, we just ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, as we continue tonight, we want to lift up the Matthews family. We do pray for Brother Scott as he has to get up early in the morning and travel to Louisiana, that you would just help him, Lord, and help them travel safely. Think of Adrian, Lord, and taking her mother back home. That you continue just to protect them, Lord, and this whole situation, that you would give them wisdom, that you would be with her mother and her health. We pray for Timothy at this time, Lord, that you would work in his life and his physical needs, Lord, that you would touch his body and raise him up. Be with Elizabeth and everything that's going on for her future and job and your will in her life. We pray for Sister Faye. We pray for this upcoming test in April, Lord, that you would bless, that you would guide every doctor that she's involved with, and Lord, that she would be able to find help and strength, physical strength, Lord, that you continue to heal her body. Pray for Brother Rick, that you continue to keep his blood pressure stable and give him strength and help him have wisdom concerning his knee surgery or what your will is there, timing of everything. We just pray, Lord, for your blessing upon their lives. Continue to help Herschel, Lindsay, Lord. We thank you that he is in recovery and doing better. And continue, Lord, we just pray that he would have a good recovery, Lord, 100%. Pray for Sherry and all of her health needs. Sherry's brother, Lord, we've never met him, but you know his needs, his, I believe, diabetes and just other needs, Lord. We pray for their spiritual needs. We pray for Brother Price. Lord, we pray for his sister, Sally, and for her physical and spiritual needs. We pray for Sherry Slocum, and we know, Lord, she's going through a lot physically in her life. Will you be merciful unto her and her mother as well, Lord? Just for wisdom, we don't know the outcome there, but you do, Lord. We pray for the whole family. And we pray for the Winters, Lord, Mike, Gay, and Jeff, that you would be merciful unto them, Lord, and all their physical needs or spiritual needs, Father, that you would work in their lives. We pray for Sister Susie, for her back and physical strength and healing. Pray for the Reynolds, Lord. We thank you for the good report that they are doing well. We pray that you continue to put a hedge about them, protect them, strengthen them, Lord, and use them for your glory. Pray for Sister Mary, that you continue to protect her and give her good health, Lord. We pray for my wife that you continue to bless her, Lord, with strength and healing of her back and her blood pressure. We thank you, Lord, that all things are going well. We pray for my mother-in-law, and Father, just continue to help her, Lord, in all of her needs, and thank you that she is doing better, and Father, that you will continue to preserve her and protect her and give her encouragement in her heart. We pray for Irene and this upcoming surgery, Lord, that you would be merciful unto her, supply her needs, and we pray for Isabella during this time, that you would provide care for her, Lord, and also just the future of Isabella's life, Lord. We pray for wisdom for the doctors and for the therapists, Lord, and that you would provide home care for her as well. Pray for Brother Jose's dad, that you continue to help him physically, but more importantly, spiritually, Lord, that you would work in his heart and to help him to truly take a stand, and if he's saved, Lord, to make the world know that he is a child of Christ. And Father, we do pray for Carolyn Myers, that you continue to help her with her hip and with her bursitis, Lord, and strength she needs in her life. We pray for David West. Thank you that he's here tonight. We pray that you continue to heal him, give him spiritual strength. Pray for Bill Reed and continue to work in his life, both physically and spiritually. Father, we do pray for different needs, Lord. I believe that's all I have. And Father, you know the rest of our congregation, Brother Jose and his travels, and the rest of our brethren, Lord, where they're at. Continue to work in their lives spiritually and physically, and have your will and way in our hearts tonight. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up our country to you tonight.
Amen.
Lord, we ask you, Lord, just to, Father, change the hearts of men in this country. Father, we just ask you, Lord, that we could see a revival in our country.
Amen.
Father, we're turning back to you. Father, we pray, Lord, for the decisions being made in Washington, how they're seem to be turning against Israel. Father, I just pray, Lord, you change hearts there. Father, we ask you, Lord, also to change the hearts of the men in leadership in Canada, Father, as they've turned their back on Israel just in the last couple of days. Father, I ask you, Lord, just to, Father, make our nation, Father, and our the continent of North America, Father, just stand for Christ and stand up.
Amen.
And stand with Israel.
Yes.
Father, just also ask for peace.
Amen.
Father, in our country, and Father, world peace, but Father, here
Amen.
At home, Father, dissensions against Father, just Democrats and Republicans in
yes.
general, and Father, just Father, we ask you, Lord, just to put a stop to the evilness and the self-destruction of our nation.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Bring the bait back.
Yes.
Father, what can we ask for? Well, we thank you for our freedom. We thank
yes.
you, Lord, that we still live in a country, Father. We have the right to choose our leaders. And, Father, we just desperately hope that we don't lose that
Amen.
Right along with all so many rights that the government seems to be trying to take away from us. So, Father, we ask you, Lord, just to keep our right of free choice, Father, free in America, Father, free to worship as we choose,
Amen.
And Father, free to speak out against
yes.
evil when we see it, and Father, just the freedom, Father, to choose our leadership. I ask you, Lord, just to bless our president and our Senate and our House, Father, again, change the hearts of these men and women in leadership positions. I ask you to
Amen.
Father, just deal in their lives, Father, and show them, Father, whether they're going wrong, whether they're not doing what would be your will in our country. Father, we ask you, Lord, to just change hearts there.
Amen.
Father, for our local officials, the same. Father, we ask you, Lord, to Father, give them the wisdom to make correct choices, Father, in our state and our local government. Well, again, we also pray for our Supreme Court as they've stepped in to become, Father, maybe too involved with the direction of our country, not just, Father, not just making the determinations on what's right and what's wrong, but Father, just to be a ruling body. So Father, I ask you, Lord, just to reel them in, and Father, just Father, give them the wisdom to Father, work together for our country. Father, we pray, Lord, for police department, Father, sheriff's department,
amen,
fire department. Father, for our first responders, and Father, I ask you, Lord, just to protect each one of them.
Amen.
Protect,
yes,
serve, and Father, Father, try to meet the needs that we have as individuals,
amen,
whether it be through law enforcement, or Father, through the medical services that they provide for us. Father, just,
yes,
protect them as they strive to protect and to meet our needs. Father, for our elections, ongoing elections, Father, I pray, Lord, that we can have peaceful elections this year. And Father, just take the meanness and ugliness and the crookedness out of our elections. Father, just give us the assurance that the vote that we cast, Father, is counted. And Father, that's all we ask. That's all we can ask. But Father, I just ask you to be, Father, just work in our elections.
Amen.
Father, for Israel and
yes.
Father, for the Palestinians, Father, words and the Father, the other countries that are getting involved, the Father, the terror organizations, and Father, on Father, just ask you, Lord, just to
protect Israel, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, they have stood up.
Amen. Amen.
Supply the needs that they have, Father. And, we ask you, Lord, that you can make the hearts of leadership in other countries, Father, to understand that they need to stand up for Israel.
Amen.
Father, for the Ukrainian people in Russia, Father, I ask you, Lord, just to deal in that conflict. With the Ukrainian, Father, as they stand and fight for their own freedom, Father, in their own country. Ask you, Lord, just to give them the strength, supplies they need, Father, to meet the needs that their country needs, Father, to keep them free and independent from Russia.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, for College House Baptist Church and Pastor Greg.
Amen.
Father, just bless the church. Father, bless the the charge that's going on up there.
Amen.
In the next week, Father, I ask you, Lord, to be with each church. I ask you, Lord, just have men step up to Father, make a showing up there, and Father, just that it'll give new spirit, new life to that church. Fellowship, of just the encouragement that the different churches will be to Temple Heights. I would just ask you, Lord, just to work well in that endeavor. Father, we praise you for that. Midwest Village Baptist Church and Pastor Turk.
Amen.
Your blessings on that church, Father, and the needs that they have, Father, just meet their needs, Father, just bless Brother Turk and the
Amen.
Continues to Father, try to just unite that church, Father, you'd have it today. Father, Pastor John Graff.
Amen.
Father, for prosthetic leg, we ask you, Lord, for
yes.
healing, Father, in his other leg. Father,
Amen.
To give him the ability to walk again on his artificial leg.
Yes, Lord.
May he continue to serve you.
Amen.
Strengthen his legs, strengthen his body, Father, as long as you can. Oh, we also ask, Father, for your protection on our military.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
All branches, Father, all the different areas of the world they're in, Father, ask you, Lord, just protect them. And, Father, as they're in harm's way.
Amen.
For young men and women being deployed, I'll ask you, Lord, just to be with them as they are called to foreign countries. Father, just protect them as they go. Father, a young man in our church, and Father, those that we know, we ask protection on them. Father, Zach Matthews, as you protect him and his young wife, Father, just we thank you, Lord, that he was not called to go overseas. Thank
yes.
you. Someone stepped up to the plate, Father. Even though he was willing to go, Father, you saw a way out for him that he wouldn't have to. Father, for Christian Lindsay, I ask you, Lord, to bless his time in the service. May he be a witness, Father, in his duty station also. Father, for Brett West, we have protection on him and his family. And then Father Nathan Gibson, I ask you, Lord, just protect him, Father, as he serves over on, in the Pacific Theater, Father, where he's at, aircraft carrier he serves on.
Amen.
For you. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that have been lifted up.
Amen.
And ask you, Lord, just to meet each prayer, Father, each need that we have, Father, in the way that only you can. Father, be a positive outcome. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, before we go home, let's remember this Sunday, we have a fellowship on Sunday night. Looking forward to that. So we'll be fellowshipping as a church, be praying for all the messages. We'll be entering in to the celebration of the resurrection starting this Sunday. Next Wednesday will be an important message, and the following Sunday is Resurrection Sunday and also the Lord's Supper on the 31st in the evening. So a lot of good things are coming up in our church. Let's just be praying one for another and praying for all the members. Other than that, no other announcements. We are dismissed. God bless. Good night, everyone. See everyone Saturday, Lord willing. Yeah, she's here.
Oh, I wish I'd not wish I'd be home.
She's fine.
We gotta go to Umbrella. We don't have to go. We're going to Umbrella. We can go that way as well. Around the way we're.
She made it.
Battery up there,
that's fine. I need to change it out.